There are many more distractions in this life, but don't worship at anybody's altar, but God's. Bring a little focus to your life today on Homecoming Radio.
Welcome to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Yes. I'm Daniel Blitt with a room full of fun. Kevin Williams, yes. Tori Taft,
yes,
Gerald Wolf.
Welcome back.
Ken Davis.
Good to be here.
Gene McDonald.
Hello, folks.
Joyce Martin, hello. And the one and only Bill Gaither.
That's right. And my guests today are sticking to reminders of the truth. Hey, it's going to be a good day.
Well, we thought we'd kick this off from the Atlanta Homecoming, Bill. Here's all the homecoming friends.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard. And things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud.
Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black and dirt. We get together in a family circle, singing loud.
Dad is sing, babe.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there,
singing seems to have a troubled soul.
We'll be together again up yonder in a little while.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul.
Remember exactly where I was when that opening number kicked off in Atlanta at the homecoming there. Hey, let's stay in Atlanta now with the Gaither Vocal Band, as Homecoming Radio is just getting started.
Write these words,
for they are faithful and true. And it is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, Son of God, King of kings, Lord of lords, He's everything. Messiah, Jehovah, the Prince of Peace is He. Son of man, seed of Abraham, second person in the Trinity. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Son of God, the King of kings, Lord of lords, He is everything. Messiah, Jehovah, the Prince of Peace is He. The Son of Man, seed of Abraham, second person in the Trinity. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Son of God, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. In the Trinity, He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, Son of God, the King of kings, Lord of lords, He is everything. Messiah, Jehovah, the Prince of Peace is He, the Son of Man, seed of Abraham, second person in the Trinity, He is the Alpha.
We've heard from the commission, and they say we got to keep up our educational profile. And so that's what this is about. The commission says that we have to teach you something. So this is an educational moment. And this is a word that is new to me, but I want to see who else may know this one, okay? Mm-hmm. Penultimate. Penultimate is the word.
Know?
Anybody know the definition of this one?
Anyone?
I can't imagine.
Penultimate.
Let me save you the trouble. Let me just save you the trouble here.
Yeah, Kevin?
NASA has now designed a very highly esteemed piece of neurotechnology. They call it the penultimate. Now, we all know what a smoke detector is, right? Well, as a carbon dioxide detector, motion detector. This is an idea detector.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm sure this technology is new to you, Daniel, but and certainly to you, Bill. But when the electrodes are hooked up to your head, it transfers information in your brain directly to your computer or in Bill's case, a typewriter. And Freud would be freaking out at this device. The penultimate lets you know what you're really thinking.
Okay.
And when you're not paying attention, when you're bored, and when you have gas. And so it tells you everything in your brain except your username and password. That's penultimate. Right there. I get that?
Well, yeah, you got it.
You got it, but not correctly, but you did get it. The correct definition is last but one in a series of things, or second last, as in oysters are my penultimate because they still aren't as bad as liver and onions.
Oh, wow.
It's like next to the last.
Next to the last.
Yeah, glad we have a word for that.
I know. Couldn't you just say, I hate oysters?
Right.
Boom. Done.
And here is Alan Jackson to get us out of all of this.
One fellowship.
fellowship. What a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
All right.
That was Leaning on the Everlasting Arms by Alan Jackson.
Good.
Ken Davis, it's so good to see you.
Thank you. It's good to see you folks, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, most of you.
Why did you look at me when you said that, Ken?
Right into your eyes, Kevin. Right into your eyes.
I want to share an experience that I had at a Gaither praise gathering. Bill Gaither was kind enough to allow me to do presentations at that gathering, and I did a presentation, probably the most well-accepted one that I ever did. And afterwards, I was signing books. I had written a book about what I talked about, and the line went forever. And people came up, and they wanted me to sign the book. And then this beautiful young lady came up and asked me to sign her book, and she started talking about the effect my talk had on her. And she just went on and on about how good I was as a speaker and a humorist. And it was uncomfortable because the line was long, but the view was good, so I just let her keep talking. And at the end, I said, well, I really have to sign some more books. And as she was talking toward the end, this thought came into my mind. Ken, you've still got it. And at that, this is a true story. At that moment, she reached across the table and took both of my hands in her hands. And she said, I want you to know something. My grandma had such a crush on you.
Been there.
You could have scraped me off the floor with a dustpan.
Here are the marks.
Oh, you look great!
He had family, friends, and money, and loved the Lord with all his heart. So the devil went to God and said old Job would fall apart if you should take away his fortune. Let me put him to the test. And soon poor Job had lost his health and wealth and all the rest. And as his troubles added up, he fell down on his knees and said, Lord, I still got one thing, and that's your love for me. You got to count your blessing. You'll find one if you try.
Can I get an amen?
You may go through hard times when you fall into despair. Remember you're surrounded by His blessing everywhere. It's in a neighbor's helping hand or in the sunshine of a smile. One blessing leads to one more. You'll be counted for a while. You have and forget what you have not, and just learn a lesson from old Job and give thanks for what you got. You got to count your blessing. You'll find one if you try. Can't
Listen to that. Then Martin's right there singing Count Your Blessings. It's the best I've ever heard.
And here's something to think about. Gloria Gaither said once, think about it. Hasn't it been a song that has shown up to rescue you when you were going down for the third time? Wasn't it a phrase from a song that turned the light on for you when you seemed most confused or most challenged? And you know, there's more of this life-giving music still to come here on Homecoming Radio.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, leave us a note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Well, hello, Mark Lowry here. Hey, Tori, what time is it?
I'll tell you what time it is. It's time for some wisdom from Windsor, who is our resident Instagram star. That's Windsor the Gaither Pup.
For this segment, we lower the microphone down to where Windsor is resting next to Bill. Okay, Windsor, what do you have to say?
Yeah. He said going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to a garage makes you an automobile.
You're wise, isn't it?
Okay. What was that? He said, I did not attend his funeral, but I sent a nice letter saying I approved of it. That's funny, Windsor.
That's it. That's it. That's Windsor, the Gaither Pup, with his own Instagram page and featured segment. Right here, exclusively on Homecoming Radio.
I love that dog. We're glad you're with us on Homecoming Radio. Here's one of our dear friends, Lauren Talley. Beautiful song, The Broken Ones.
Maggie came home one day with a raggedy, raggedy hand. She said, Mama, look what I found in the neighbor's garbage can. Had a missing left arm and a right button eye. By a thread, she carried it gently up to her room and laid it on her bed. With her other dolls, she loves the broken ones, the ones that need a little patching up. She sees the diamond in the rough and makes it shine like new. It really doesn't take that much. 16-year-old girl shows up all black and blue. Needle tracks in her left arm, almost too weak to stand. She says, I'm lost and I need help, as Maggie takes her hand and says, come on in.
Aren't you glad that God can take broken folks, broken pieces, make them work? Lauren Talley.
And here's a promise that you can hold on to. Judges 5 says, may all God's enemies perish while his lovers be like the unclouded sun.
There's always a place at the table. Larry Gatlin and I wrote this. I had the idea for it, and I came in one night at the Opry House in Nashville. We were singing there that night, and Larry was in the dressing room. So I said, Larry, this has got your name written all over it. I'd like to hear you put your ideas to it. So we wrote the chorus, brought the verses up to Gloria. Gloria wrote the lyrics. I love the way Wes Hampton does.
Yeah.
There's always a place at the table.
He'd gotten used to living on the outside looking in. Lonely was his only constant friend. So when the invitation that clearly bore his name, he hardly could believe the words he read. There is always a place at the table. There's a feast that's now waiting all your own. Your place is set each time the family gathers. It will never be the same till that had torn her life apart and hurt the very ones she loved the most.
now waiting on your own. Your place is set each time the family gathers. It will never be the same.
Yeah, the Gaither Vocal Band here on Homecoming Radio.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little focus to your life, all the while encouraging you not to worship at anybody's altar but God's.
We put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and even all the other happenings.
And get the latest scoop on the videos and the new projects and link up to our social media and Facebook. You can leave us a note there.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
That's right, Ken.
Join us again. It wouldn't be the same without you. See you later.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.